Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayer. We do need to have a lot of prayer in this time that we live in, but we can trust God. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. How can we be rooted and grounded in the love of Christ? Well, you know, General Conference is now over, and they made some decisions that we have to live by. And if we're going to remain United Methodists, they approved that the LGBTQ plus AI are now allowed to be clergy. And that's okay, I guess. If you remain in United Methodist Church, you kind of have to go along with it. You might not like it, but you got to go along with it. But also, the bishop has made some promises to the local congregations that don't support the LGBTQIA+. That they will never send a pastor that is of that persuasion to a local church who does not agree with that. So it comes down to, this is what I want to talk about. You heard me say it many times, we can agree to disagree, and I certainly disagree with the decision, but we can still love. And I think that's the most important. The Apostle Paul had an awful lot to say about love in Ephesians 3. And after explaining to the believers at the church of Ephesus the incredible new life that God had given them by grace through faith in Christ, Paul adds that he prays for them. Now, part of the Apostle Paul's prayer includes a statement that they are rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. Well, this is part of Paul's prayer, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the fullness of God. You can find that in Ephesians 3:17 and 19. Now, Paul recounted that he is praying for the Ephesians, to which God, who is the creator of all humanity, the one from whom every family on earth derives its name. Think about that. We are all part of God's family. This one has the power to fulfill the prayer request. So Paul is emphasizing that this is just not an empty prayer that he's lifted up, nor is it offered to someone who cannot grant that request. This one has riches and glory, and another evidence that God has the power to answer prayer. That's what Paul asks the Great One, that he would grant the Ephesian believers. He said in verse 16, to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in the inner man. Now, Paul became an apostle, and he had understood that God had given his Holy Spirit to understand and to believe everyone who accepts Christ in their life. As you heard me say before, you don't get him in pieces. You're getting God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Paul understood that the power of God in a person's life would come through that Holy Spirit from within. Paul also asked believers that would strengthen them in their inner person by the Holy Spirit if they would ask and accept. Paul also recognized that the strengthening that he was asking for comes through knowing Christ and his love better. You know, the whole Bible is God's love letter for us, if you just really look at it in that fashion. Now, Paul's not asking that God do something mystical or miraculous, but that he would allow them to really and truly and understand the things of God and of Christ that had already been revealed to him. Paul also asked God to let them be strengthened in this knowledge, but he also acknowledges that they have already been rooted and grounded in love. Love. Agape love. Unconditional love. Without merit. Now, we in the English language in the last 100 years or so has taken that word love, and it can mean just about anything. But the kind of love that Paul is talking about and the kind of love that I'm talking about is agape love that God has given to us through the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the promise coming again of Jesus Christ. That's the rooting and the grounding of the love that I'm talking about, that God had already accomplished for not only the Ephesians, but for all of us who believe in our heart and confess with our lips that Jesus was raised from the dead, will be saved. See, that's the whole thing. God Himself has accomplished our rooting and grounding in love. Because we are rooted and grounded in love, we have this incredible new life by grace through faith, and that Christ can be at home in our hearts. Now, there's some responsibility on our part, as the Apostle Paul talked about. We should let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, and we should be actively pursuing fellowship with Him through His word, the Holy Bible. You see, Christ already dwells in us through His Holy Spirit. We just need to recognize and to let our spirit come into a harmony with His spirit, and then we will know that we are truly blessed and we are at home and with one with God and the fellowship of believers. That's the kind of growth and nurturing that we may be able to comprehend on how great God's love. How great is God's love? In fact, it surpasses anything being known in all of this world. Apostle Paul prays that we will truly know it also. How can we know it? Because if we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, we'll know it. Because God had rooted and grounded us in His love, if we only accept it. And we can live in relationship and fellowship with Him, getting to know His amazing love every day. That's what Paul is praying for, and what I am your pastor is praying for. That is the richness of the inheritance that we have received from God. He's blessed us. And also He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. One of those great blessings is this fact that God has rooted and grounded us in His love. Wow! Really, think about it. It's almost hard to comprehend that God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever is everybody will believe in Him shall never die but have eternal life. We don't know in this world anymore. We don't know what's ahead. We don't know what's 2 seconds from now, 3 seconds from now. The world is fast changing in a lot of areas. So much chaos, so much hate in this world. And those of us who know Christ need to rely on that love and to share that love. And for us individually, it's got to start one person at a time. The peace that passes all understanding. But if something happens and, you know, we get into a challenge in a situation and we leave this physical world through death, we have a place. Jesus said He was preparing a resting place for all of us. So we still have to do what we need to do while we're here in this earth suit. But we have the peace and the love that we need to share. We need to be seed planters, planting God's love in everybody that we meet. Well, with that, we know we have a lot of people in our prayer list and so forth. And Tina and Travis, for one, I want to take a special moment to continue to lift up in prayer as they travel to Portugal and then on to France and then back home. They'll be going for a couple weeks for Traveling Mercies. And Tina's part of that trip is her business. So we know that they'll be blessed by the business meetings and also the time away of refreshment. But we do have an awful lot of people that we lift up in a prayer of intercession. But you don't need a preacher. You don't need a 1-800 number. If you will learn to talk to God for yourself. We love being a prayer of intercession, coming in agreement with and for our brothers and sisters in Christ. But when Jesus died on the cross, He broke that barrier that was holding us back from the Holy of Holies. We now have access to Daddy the Father. Jesus went and sent He one greater than Him, His Holy Spirit. So we can talk to the Father. You can talk to Him audibly. You can talk to Him quietly if you like in the Spirit. because he knows everything about you. And just take a time to, as it says in Psalm 46, be still and know that I'm God. Well, we'd like to close this little segment with the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. God loves you, and so do we. Have a wonderful day.